Right off the top of my head, I would say the first thing is to deal with recognizing who we are in God. Because once we recognize who we are in God, which is his child, that changes everything.
Yeah.
It really does. I mean, like, everybody deals with insecurity at different times. I know I have at different times. You know, and I've had people remind me, you know, despite what you're feeling, remember who you are in Christ first.
Right.
And, you know, that really puts a perspective on it. When you recognize that you are someone who's been adopted by the King into his family and that you are joint heirs with Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that changes your whole perspective.
Yeah. Right. I think it's so easy when we do things in life. It's almost like we assume the identity of them. Like, oh, man, like, I've done this so many times. Therefore, I am that person. But I remember for me, a huge breakthrough happened in my life where I realized it's a lie.
Yeah.
It's a lie right from the enemy. You know, like, oh man, like, I might be feeling insecure. And we tell ourselves the narrative that I'm an insecure person. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, you're a child of the Most High God, bought with a price and called for a purpose. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Whoa, I was getting excited. I don't know if it's the Coca-Cola that Pastor Andrew just gave me, but
be.
I was like, whoa!
He's on fire now.
It's another phase, Terry.
Praise the Lord. Okay.
It's another phase.